And as the U.S. wrestles with the opioid epidemic, use of a stimulant, methamphetamine, is surging. It's one of the hardest addictions to overcome. From Colorado Public Radio, John Daly has this on the stubborn presence of meth, especially out west.
At a drug treatment center in Denver, counselor Melissa McConnell huddles around a computer screen with her client, Sarah Florence.
Just look where you were. Look where you were in November and look where you are in March.
On the screen, the pair look at Florence's urinalysis results. A few months ago, McConnell says it lit up like a Christmas tree with positive tests for multiple drugs. Now it's all clear. Florence says she stopped using heroin in the fall. She takes methadone to deal with that. She stopped using meth January 2nd.
Yeah, I got pretty bad on it. I was shooting it, smoking it, snorting it. It just made me feel like crap, you know? But I still did it. It just makes no sense, you know? It's just really addicting.
And unlike opioids, there's no federally approved medicine that treats meth addiction. Florence says meth is particularly insidious because it's cheap and easy to get.
How common is it now? I mean, is
there... Very common. Everybody does it.
State drug overdose numbers confirm that trend. Meth was found in the systems of 280 Coloradans who died of overdoses in 2017. That's up sharply from the year before and more than heroin. Denise Vincioni directs the Denver Recovery Group. She says many who come to the treatment center use multiple drugs, along with meth.
We're still seeing a rampant use of methamphetamine, very difficult to treat outpatient.
Even with treatment, the majority of users relapse within a year. Vincioni says once users mainly seem to stick to one drug, opioid pills or heroin or cocaine. Now she says they're using those in addition to meth.
You know, it decreases their chances of the continued sustained recovery.
Counselor Melissa McConnell says it can be a vicious cycle.
People come in, they start to get off the opiates, but their meth use increases.
Most meth in the U.S. is not cooked up in home labs, says Tom Gorman. He directs the Rocky Mountain high-intensity drug trafficking area. He says it's mainly coming from one direction, south.
So I would say almost 100% of our methamphetamine comes from Mexico.
Sometimes via Southern California and Phoenix. And in Denver, arrests for possession of meth nearly tripled last year compared to 2013.
We've had a meth problem in this area for a long time. So are we having more people use meth? Maybe, but it's always been our number one problem.
In the U.S., stimulants, mostly meth, claimed almost 6,000 lives in 2015. That was more than triple the number from a decade earlier, according to the CDC. At the Denver Recovery Group, Sarah Florence can tell you all about the dangers of meth. She struggled with addiction to the drug for 8 years. The turning point came after she became homeless. She stole a Subaru so she could sleep in it, but got caught and ended up in drug court. Florence says that led her to treatment.
It's just so much better quality of life now that I'm not doing anything, you know. This is the cleanest I've been since I was 15 years old.
And her counselor, Melissa McConnell, says she knows every month Florence can stay drug-free, the better her chances of never going back. For NPR News, I'm John Daly.